Welcome to another brand new interview in our special series of interviews with Rocky Mountain Power and Watt Smart Homes. We are once again joined by Senior Program Services Manager Chris Fleming to talk about all the exciting things that are going on. The last time we got to talk to you, Chris, it was the 4th of July. So we're now approaching the middle of July. Things are really heating up, but how are you doing?
I am doing good. Doing my best to stay cool and spend some time at the lake on the boat.
Very good. Yeah, that's what summer is for. And we try to enjoy every minute of it in this part of the country because we know winter is around the corner. But speaking of heating and cooling, there are some amazing products coming out from Rocky Mountain Power and Watt Smart Homes with some amazing incentives as well. We've been talking throughout the last couple of months about the heat pump and other great features. But one of the things I want to focus on today is just how that is not only going to keep our homes comfortable, but it might be helping us financially as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at the finance side of things, when you talk about upgrading your HVAC system to a heat pump, obviously there is the first cost savings where you're going to get incentives from the utility or rebates from the utility. Now, not only do Rocky Mountain Power offer incentives, but I think I referenced this before, locally in our area, the gas utilities usually offer some type of incentive specifically for like the dual fuel product that we've talked about a little bit. So that's something to keep in mind is that, you know, they're realizing savings on your gas side. You're also realizing some savings on the electric side. So you have to kind of look at it holistically inside your home.
Absolutely. And you said there were even tax rebates as well, weren't there?
Correct. So there is current tax credits available that were existing and then are new through the Inflation Reduction Act. And then there are will be some additional rebates and programs that are introduced at the state level because of the Inflation Reduction Act, probably in 2024 or late this year. So those programs are still under development as far as what they're exactly going to look like. But a lot of the incentive levels are out there and, you know, definitely looking at potentially having solutions for lower income communities as well, too, and underserved communities, which is really exciting to have, you know, those types of communities be able to take advantage of this really high efficiency technology that usually is a little bit more expensive. We want to make sure that it's available to everybody so that they can realize the benefits.
That's awesome. But yeah, there's so much help out there and you're also making a substantial upgrade to your home and your living space as well. But outside of the cost saving that we get from those rebates and the tax credit, there's also some other great benefits from having this heat pump. What are some of those maybe even health benefits?
Yeah, so we definitely like to talk about the benefits from an air quality perspective, right? So not only indoor air quality, so you inside the home through filtration, but also outdoor air quality. You know, as you can imagine, if you live here in Utah, you're familiar with the inversions that we get in the middle of winter. And so, you know, a lot of that is from carbon emissions, which, you know, burning your gas furnace obviously creates some carbon, contributes to it. So this is a way that you can kind of do your small part to know that you're helping with, you know, your home's reduced emissions. Obviously, you're not going to, you know, wipe them completely off grid, but you are definitely contributing. And then indoor air quality really is helped through the way that the systems filtrate. So instead of just turning on and turning off and cycling, a lot of times heat pumps are because they are higher efficiency. So a lot of times the way that the efficiency works on the heat pump systems, they operate a little bit differently where they run longer cycles. So they'll run for longer periods of time. And so as you can imagine, if your air is being filtered for a longer period of time, it's better quality. So you're increasing your air quality inside your home. You know, obviously there's lots of things that create gases inside your home and, you know, all the chemicals we clean with and, you know, even on some newer homes, you know, you've got, you know, the chemicals from the carpets and the cabinets and all of that stuff. So it's always good to do your best to kind of filter that stuff.
Absolutely. I really like how you phrased it. It's a win-win situation. We're cleaning the air within our own homes for our own family. But then we're also just doing our little bit of part to help keep the outdoor air clean as well. I really appreciate that idea. And as you said, cleaning the air inside the home is always a good thing. It's always hard in the winter. You want that fresh air, but you can't open the windows because you're going to freeze to death. So a great additional benefit to just not just being comfortable, but also being a little healthier.
Absolutely. And I mean, I think even in the summers, anybody that lives in the West has known the frustrations we've had with fires in the years past. Obviously New York just experienced a lot of smoke from fires in Canada. And so, you know, even in the summers, we have solutions now for those customers that, you know, maybe didn't have the option to have whole home filtration through their central air conditioner. Maybe they just had evaporative cooling, or they just had window ACs, or they just relied on opening windows. Now they're able to possibly have a solution where they can do a whole home centrally ducted heat pump, be able to filter that air and have good indoor air quality in the summers when we have possibly fires. I mean, knock on wood, we don't have any fires this summer, but that's obviously a benefit as well.
No, that is an amazing point. And I'm really glad you brought that up of, yeah, helping with the smoky seasons. That is an amazing benefit for the heat pump. I think we're running close to being out of time, but I think it's been a little while since we had you tell us where we can find additional information and where we can go to get started.
Yeah, absolutely. I think first and foremost, the best place is our website, which is wattsmarthomes.com. There you can learn about all the different incentives and rebates that are offered on all the different products inside of your home, whether that's appliances, again, heat pumps, HVAC. We've got some water heating stuff, even some smart accessories like smart plugs and smart thermostats. So a plethora of information there. You can even apply online as well as learn more. So wattsmarthomes.com is definitely kind of your one-stop solution for finding all of that out.
Awesome. Thank you so much once again for joining us. We have been joined by Chris Fleming. Once again, he is the Rocky Mountain Power and Watt Smart Homes Senior Program Services Manager. Thank you so much for joining us once again.
Yeah, thanks for having me again.
Yes, absolutely. We'll be talking with you again as we move into August and later in the summer to learn even more about heat pumps and everything that Watt Smart Homes and Rocky Mountain Power are doing for us. So until then, thank you for joining us on this special interview, and we will be talking with you all again shortly.